Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Brain teasers, mind bogglers. This week, I'm going to guide you through some real brain-twisting movies. There's a sci-fi action romance about a young woman caught in a futuristic caste system determined by personality, a European comedy drama about sex, and an absurdist British period piece about, I'm not sure what. A Field in England, directed by Ben Wheatley. Okay, it's 17th century England in a field near Norwich. Civil War is raging and three scruffy men end up traveling together toward a goal, a legendary alehouse, where they think all their problems will be solved, all their differences will disappear. But things get complicated when O'Neill, a tall, sinister man, appears seemingly out of nowhere with a nasty henchman. So the necromancer's servant, he's one of the three, try to arrest him, but a warrant doesn't count for much without a musket. Instead, the three men are forced to dig for treasure. Anyway, I think that's the plot, but I'm not exactly sure what this movie is about. People appear and then disappear. They die and then they undie. They turn into wooden posts and they drop magic mushrooms into unwatched soup pots. Shot in beautiful black and white with contemporary experimental music, this movie left me scratching my head. Is it all just a battle reenactment acid trip by men wearing three-cornered hats? I cannot say. But I can say it definitely belongs in the movie file labeled WTF. Divergent, directed by Neil Berger. So it's Chicago 100 years in the future and society is divided into five caste groups. The erudite are the intellectual professionals who wear Wall Street suits. Abnegation are the sympathetic helpers who also control the government. And dauntless are the paramilitary, brave but aggressive. So young Triss is from an abnegation family. She's played by Shailene Woodley. They wear beige, meditate, eat whole grains, and they only look in the mirror for a few seconds each day. But when she attains the age of majority, she takes a test to determine what her personality and her faction is. But something strange happens. The test doesn't work on Triss. It can't determine her faction. This could mean she's a divergent, someone who doesn't fit in. If the government finds out, death for her. So to everyone's surprise, on the day you choose, she ends up joining Dauntless. She trades her beige burlap for black leather and she eats her first hamburger. Right away, she's thrust into a world of violence along with the other Dauntless newbies. Brutal competition, runaway L trains, and parkour jumping. She answers to a sadistic trainer named Eric, played by Jay Courtney. Only her best friend, Chris, helps her hang on. And when she meets a Dauntless named Four, played by Theo James, is it love at first sight? So the test she's going to have to pass will subject her to her worst fears, and it can read the inside of her mind. Will her secret be revealed? And is erudite, headed by Janine, played by Kate Winslet, plotting to overthrow the abnegation government? And will Four ever understand how much Triss feels for him? Although Divergent occasionally veers into Twilight territory with a few too many dewy-eyed moments, in general it sticks mainly to plot, action, characters, and fantastic special effects. I like this movie. Simple but neat concept, lots of interesting characters, and Shailene Woodley and Theo James make a good team of romantic fighters. Nymphomaniac, directed by Lars von Trier. So Joe, played by Charlotte Gainsbourg, is lying half dead in an alley when an elderly intellectual Seligman, played by Stellan Skarsgård, finds her. He takes her to his home and nurses her back to health. She says she's a nymphomaniac and she proceeds to tell him the story of her life, especially the sexual parts. Now, the story she tells seems to be based on the picture she's looking at on the wall of the room she's in. So is she an unreliable narrator? Maybe so, but her stories are the fun part to watch. For example, her first orgasm makes her levitate, and it leads to a visit by the Virgin Mary, or so she says. Later, she intentionally loses her virginity to a man named Jerome, played by Shia LaBeouf. She describes it like this. First I lay on my back and he thrust 3 times. Then he turned me over and thrust 5 times. To which Sarsgaard character responds, 3, then 5? That's part of the Fibonacci number sequence. So Joe is unadulterated sex while Seligman is pure thought. Still later, she and a friend compete who can pick up and have sex with the most men sequentially on a train. The winner gets a bag of candy. Sarsgaard reaction? Why, that's like fly fishing. You send out the hook lure and you try to reel it in at just the right moment. So he thinks of it as fishing. Later, she dates nameless men simultaneously. She avoids all emotional entanglement by rolling dice before she meets them to decide whether she's going to be nice, mean, or to drop them all together. Then, love rears its ugly head. Jerome is back in town, and she falls for him hook, line, and sinker, to use the fishing metaphor. In every way, that is, except sexually. They're not compatible. Okay, this movie's way too long to describe the whole thing in a short review. It's full of cinematic quotes from John von Trier's earlier films, his own movie scenes reenacted again for this one. And this movie insults critics, pundits, himself, and occasionally the audience. It's also a movie full of sex and nudity. At one point, there's maybe 100 consecutive pictures of penises, but mostly this movie is vagina, 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 or the C word as they only use in the movie. Vagina symbols are everywhere. Tunnels, alleys, window curtains, sliding doors, holes in walls. And also beware, there's some horrible graphic violence, especially in part two. But most of all, the movie is a comedy. And I liked it. All 4.5 hours of it. A Field in England is now playing, and Nymphomaniac Parks 1 and 2 and Divergent all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. The Pasolini series continues at TIFF, and Cinefranco, Toronto's Francophone Film Festival, starts next week. Go to cinefranco.com. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.